AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
Our Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by Hometown Healthcare, providing in-home skilled nursing and therapy services for you. Call 620-342-2600 for that complete list of services or to set up an assessment. Hometown Healthcare, there to care.
This is John Reed with Hometown Healthcare, and there to care isn't just our motto. It is part of our core values. Our staff is comprised of individuals who act with integrity and commitment to working diligently to serve our patients and their families. Our staff advocates for the patients we respectfully care for in the comfort of their homes. We strive for excellence while providing skilled nursing services and therapy services, disease management, education, and many others. Hometown Healthcare, there to care. Please call 342-2600 or visit us online, hometownhealthcare.net.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we're happy that you're with us on this Tuesday morning, the 18th of June. Cloud cover, 76 degrees on a Tuesday morning, and we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker via the KVOE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line by LCAT Director Shane Bruner. Shane, good morning. How are you?
Oh, good, good. Good morning, everyone. Good morning, listening area. How you doing?
We're doing all right. How are things for you today?
We're just getting going for the day, for me anyways. Some of my staff's been here already for an hour.
Yeah. They get started around
6. They've got the early shift. I can do 7. Six is rough.
Understand.
Kudos to them. That's why they get that shift and I get this one.
Understand. Well, Shane, how are things in general terms going here? Figured we'd use this as a mid-year update here for LCAT operations and talk about a couple of things from the County Commission meeting last week. In general terms, how are things going here for LCAT here as we get through the middle portion of the year?
Sure. Not too bad. We're kind of entering into our summer slump sort of time frame. We notice, and it happens about every year, about May through the beginning of August, it kind of slows down a little bit as the temperatures rise, school's out, things like that sort of affect our ridership, but that's a pattern that we see happen every year, and then sure enough, every time August rolls around and it jumps right back up, so.
Along those lines here, do you see any sort of a bump from, we just had Visit Emporia Director Leland Danes on with us here talking about tourism matters. Do you see any kind of bump from some of these larger scale activities that come through for LCAT, or is it your traffic mainly, as you mentioned here, more really along the lines of the school year that you see the most riders?
Yeah, I think that's really mostly where we see most of the riders. Our events, like the the bike race, circle mostly around people having their own little mode of transportation. Although our buses are accessible with the bike racks, I think they just rather ride their bikes. And of course, we have the walk, bike, run week that goes along with it, promoting all that physical activity. So I think everyone's just kind of out doing their that mode of transportation as opposed to riding public transit.
Understood.
Well, I'd love for everyone to ride public transit.
Right. And you made it a lot easier, over the last 9 months with the changeover really to demand ridership in large ways. How has that been received now that you have anywhere from 6 to 9 months of the new model that's been in place now, depending on the time of the week?
Still no complaints from everybody. Anyone would just rather have us more vehicles. I think everybody just kind of wants their own private vehicle, though.
Well, sure.
Well, yeah.
Sure. So
some people say LCAT is their limo, and they.
So what about pickup and drop off spots? How many do you offer right now here, just specifically within the city?
With the route bus, there's 20 stops throughout Emporia, but with the demand buses, anywhere and anything can be a stop because it's a curb to curb. So whether it be a business, whether it be your house, whether it be pretty much anywhere, we can make it a pickup point or a drop off spot.
We'll talk about on-demand and exactly how does that work.
Oh, just give us a call for 24 hours in advance so we can make sure we get you slotted, get you in there, and that the ride works. But, like I said, we'll come right to you wherever you need us to be and then take you right wherever you need to go, curb-to-curb service with the route bus. That's a deviated fixed route, so it can go not just along the lines of the route, but it can go two blocks and off the route. So it kind of has that sort of looser on-demand service off built into it as well. So just try to make it as easy as we can for everybody.
Gotcha. LCAT Director Shane Bruner joining us here on our morning show as we continue talking about LCAT matters here. Talk a little bit about what's taking place here from the County Commission meeting from last week. You were in front of the County Commission. There was what I'm curious about is this memorandum of understanding with the East Central Kansas Coordinated Transit Council. And the stated goal is to something along the lines of a host agency for a mobility manager position. That's a lot of wording there.
A lot of wording.
What is that all about?
I wrote that MOU. It's lengthy. I'm not a lawyer.
But you play one on the radio.
I like that. It's something that's been in the works since I first came on board, and that's probably been 5 years ago now. The state has wanted one of these mobility managers. It's something that they feel very passionate about, that each transit district has one. And pretty sure I have my facts here, but it's still early. I think there are 10 transit districts throughout Kansas, so Kansas is broken up into those 10 transit districts. We're transit district number 5. And within that, I mean, you have things like Anderson County, Chase County, Greenwood County, Lyon, of course, Lynn, Morris, Waubunsee, and there's in total 22 organizations, transportation organizations, inside of that, and that includes things like Quest, Hetlinger's, Presbyterian Manor, and organizations like that. And Lyon County Area Transportation being the biggest sort of transportation hub within the district, and it's centralized, we decided to play the host agency to this role. And what this position essentially is going to do is it's supposed to help with kind of marketing and education for people that don't know about public transportation. So if someone needs to go to the senior centers or go to the school districts or libraries, wherever, and talk to people and engage with them, improve transportation coordination among the 22 entities. While we're all fairly awesome at running our own little portion of the pie, it's to help us fill in those gaps in between. They can assist with grant funding. They can help find and address barriers that are causing people to not be able to have access to public transportation. They'll help allocate and resource and fill gaps. So it's for people that are maybe short-staffed or don't have the same resources maybe Lyon County does as a larger organization, that these smaller organizations will have access to that. I believe there's 5 in place right now throughout Kansas. And so I think they sort of also act as sort of a middle management between us asking KDOT questions and the transportation organization themselves. So we funnel our questions to them, and then it goes to KDOT. So KDOT's not having to field 1,000 questions from 1,000 people, they just get it from the mobility manager. And it creates this sort of what I imagine is a network across Kansas once they all get in place. And they all kind of have their area of expertise. I know there's one that's really a guru in graphic design and marketing. There's one that's really versed in ADA rules and law and compliances. So you also get access to those. So looking to get ours in place here, hopefully mid-July. We have some applicants, so we just have to sit down the hiring board for the Transit Council and figure out who's best fit for the role and get them in place and off to the races.
LCAT Director Shane Bruner with us on our primetime newsmaker, 726. 76 degrees on our way to a steamy 91 today. Well, Shane, we've been talking about LCAT and in-town services. What about your regional work that you do? Still busy there?
Super busy. I think we're filling up almost all to the end of the year. Those dates fill up very, very quickly, so if you have one in mind, make sure you get a hold of us as fast as you can. And I think we're hoping to launch, I don't know if anyone's mentioned this, but Lyon County has a new website that just launched earlier. So it's got a bit of a facelift. And within that, we're going to have the regional form that we fill out when you call. So it's who you are, where you're going, appointments, times, all that. And that form will be on there. And if you want to go ahead and fill it out on our webpage and then submit it into us, we can get back to you. So it's sort of like, when we get a minute, because the phones are always going, and then we have all your information, and we can check to make sure it works, and then reach back out to you, and sort of just speeding up the process as best we can.
Shane, are you still seeing a wide request for locations? Because if memory serves me correctly, the eastern half of Kansas, even up to Nebraska and south of Oklahoma, had been some destination points earlier, and this was even, I think, before COVID, but it sounded like it was starting to reset that radius in those areas after COVID.
They do crop up once in a while, and I've been told that the mobility manager is something that they would like them to focus on as well. As apparently when you come to those longer trips, they would like more of the organizations to network together and maybe meet at a central location to do a transfer for a pass. So if we have like long trips that are outside of our capacity, say into Oklahoma or something, this person can coordinate with someone in Oklahoma that we could make the longer trip, but not be such a burden to us, and we can share it with someone in that region. Although we do understand it's sometimes hard to lock down our services, let alone lock down two different services. So that's why we just complete the trip, if possible, all by ourselves. But
let me ask you here, Shane, you know, with this, the East Central Kansas Transit Council that's now in play, and quite possibly LCAT serving as the host agency for that, does this also maybe augment your regional reach? And how does this, you know, maybe how does LCAT work with its partners aside from, you know, maybe submitting requests here to KDOT? How do you wind up seeing some of those relationships that LCAT already has maybe getting strengthened here through that coordinated transit council?
Yeah, there may very well may be other organizations out there that are in the same dilemma that we are, and we just haven't found each other yet. And maybe this can be a tool for linking two people together that we can benefit both us and the riders as well, whether it be linking them to like a Greyhound service or something like that, or if they need to get to farther destinations that we can't handle, and another mode of transportation like flying is out of the question.
All right, so what about the cost to hop on an LCAT here locally, Shane? What generally are we looking at?
Still $2.
$2?
$2. That's what they charged me when I boarded yesterday. I don't get a discount at all. Couldn't believe it.
Come on. That's just not right. That's just not right. Well, LCAT, call 343-4207 for details, route information, and all of that. Shane, we appreciate your time as always, my friend.
Thanks, Shane.
Always a pleasure. Don't hesitate to call anytime, guys.
Have a great day.
You do the same. Thank you.
Yeah, Shane Bruner, director of LCAT, joining us on our primetime Newsmaker. Chuck?
All right, if you want to be part of the Newsmaker spots, this week is full. Next week, mostly